Welcome, everyone, to Voice of the Valley here in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm your host, Dave Bell. 428-9494-928-428-9494. Happy Friday, everybody. Hope you're having a good day. I know I am. Am I yelling?
No. Okay. Perfect.
All right. Just double checking. Because I got the...
Swimmer's ear.
I do. That's what we're calling it. I can't hear out of my left ear at all.
That's no fun. I actually had that happen, and it really gave me a lot of empathy for people that don't hear very well.
It made her kind of grouchy. That's what she said.
Because it's frustrating because, A, you get grouchy because you can't hear people, but, B, you find yourself not engaging with people because it's a lot of work. And so it really gave me empathy for people who may not engage or that say... Can you say that again and not get angry? Because it's like not their fault.
I've done it to Vance, I think, three times this morning
you
before we
grouchy,
came
though.
I will be.
give him time.
Give me just a few. It's early.
Wait till 9 o'clock.
Exactly. Let's see. Oh, before we start, I have to do this. Let's see if I can do it. Vance was saying that the... I got to push buttons. Vance was saying the new... United Way of Graham and Greenlee County's Graham County Chamber stage. Is that the name?
Just the United Way of Graham and Greenlee County's community stage.
Woo-hoo! Got it. Community stage. Will be set up this weekend on a trial run just to see how it works. And Kay called it a what?
Transformer. Okay. Derek, more than meets the eye.
Let's go, man.
I was going to go this.
Dirk Diggler demo.
Keep the vocals up.
You got the touch. Take 7.
Now, you should know this. Boy, I hope they don't curse.
You got the touch. You got the power.
You don't know?
Is this from Transformers?
Yeah, it's the theme.
Oh, yeah. Okay, there it is. It hit.
The theme, but this is from Boogie Nights where Mark Wahlberg does it. A little weird.
Can we play this?
Yes, we should play this every time the stage opens up like a bat car.
Is that Mark Wahlberg?
Yeah.
I just saw him in that movie, Arthur the King. So good.
Arthur the King? I don't know that one.
So, yes, we applied for a grant. Reed Richens at Double R Sound found a stage at a high discount. We've had problems in the past where a school needs the stage for a graduation, and we also need the stage for a local event. You know, Graham and Greenlee County share a lot of the same resources. And so we have been thinking for a while. We actually applied for a grant from the state during COVID for an event grant when they were doing that for the COVID grants. And we were awarded it, but then they came back and said, you need to pay for 75% of this. And we just didn't have it on hand. So just talking in the community for a long time about this, about having two stages, because the Lions Club has a fantastic stage. We've had it for, what, 20 years?
Yeah, at least.
20 years now. And it's time to have two. We're growing. And we've got it. It's here. Reed Richens went to Texas and picked it up, drove it back. Denise Benton is here with us.
Yeah, I should introduce everybody first.
I'm like, I just realized.
It's Friday.
I'm looking at her and we're nodding along and we're excited. Denise Benton is here, and her board and her donors were generous enough to give us an $180,000 grant. So thank you to all those workers at FMI.
Absolutely.
Thank you to the city of Stafford who donates, and all your other donors, your individual donors, and it takes everyone.
Yeah, so come to Stafford Spring Festival and see your stage.
That's right. And we're going to do a ribbon cutting for the stage. We're super excited about it.
And by the way, this is Vance and Christine from the chamber, too. It's Friday.
Happy Friday. Woohoo!
Which is chamber day. So I did a poor job all the way around to start.
That's all right.
That's okay.
We'll
I'm going to be grumpy now.
We'll blame it on the swimmer's ear.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay. That's okay.
There's a pressure. Did you feel a pressure when you dealt with it?
Yeah.
There's an awful pressure on the left side of my head that's just... That's what's bothering me more than not hearing. Because I could ignore everybody and I'll be quite happy.
Mm.
I would be wonderful in my own little world. But it's the pressure that's really that really makes me want to bite somebody's head off.
Right.
So, I don't know. My wife says she found something that's supposed to help. So, we'll find out this weekend.
Fingers crossed.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be thinking about you. We're going to Lee's Right Way after this. Maybe we'll ask him about it.
I did get some drops from Lee's Right Way. That's what I used.
Did you? I've tried the drops. They haven't done anything so far. So far.
Goodness.
Anyway, that's enough of me. We have Denise, and we have Denise for a short period of time today because she's got to run out. So we want to get to everything. But here's the good part. Denise is back on Monday.
I am.
So whatever we don't get to today, we will get to on Monday.
We will definitely do that. And while I have just a moment,
sure.
This has nothing to do with why we're here today, but my little niece and nephew were so excited that I was coming to the radio station this morning. I don't often get to see them in the morning, but I got to see them this morning. So I told them I would say, good morning, Stetson and Savannah. Annie's loves you. They're amazing.
That's so sweet.
Next time, bring them.
Well, Stetson asked.
You
betcha.
I Coach love Jim having some kids United on. Way messaging, and there you go. Yep.
Kathy Grimes has brought her grandson in. Brant Woods has brought his kids in. Absolutely.
Well, good to know.
Takes
good
a little,
information.
It takes a village.
That's right.
Even the little ones.
So what's cooking
especially the little
with
ones.
United Way and the Chamber?
We're so excited.
You guys are partners virtually all the time.
Yeah, so actually, the United Way has really upped their investment in their membership with the Chamber just recently this month.
Yes.
And so they are our copper member. That's $12,000 a year with the Chamber. And we meet once a month to discuss projects. And actually, it's been more than that recently, but at least once a month to talk about things we can do together. One of those things is there's a resilience plan out there that the county paid for, the county and Freeport. And one of the things it says is our nonprofits need training. Our boards are our employees, I can tell you for sure, the employees of nonprofits need training because I am one of them. And we're working with United Way to find outside resources, inside resources about grant writing, about financial management, about fundraising, everything that nonprofits professionals need to learn about. And so we'll be doing that together. We are currently doing that together.
Yeah,
it's great.
We are. We're very excited about that because, you know, you hear a lot about United Way has funded this and United Way is doing all these great things. But I just spoke recently at another event and I said, you know, we're very fortunate to be in the position we're at to be able to provide the funding we do thanks to our donors. But I always say the real work begins once that funding goes out, then that's when the real heroes come into play. And those are the nonprofit leaders and the workers in our community who are the ones that, you know, they are working night and day trying to make their organization successful. And so these trainings are really crucial to them. We want them all to succeed. We want to support them. So we're very excited about partnering and being able to be a part of that.
Can I throw another one at you? Your headphones are backwards. So if you're only hearing out of one ear. See that one? Nope. Yeah, Kay's going to fix it.
There we go.
No, you're not. There we are.
Oh.
Let me throw another one at you. So at the Dream Builder graduation.
Yes.
Vance was there. Were you chatting with us? I don't think you were there at that point. You might have left. It was Hannah from the Thunderbird School of Global Management, Sean Wenham, my wife, and I.
Sean Wenham from Freeport.
From Freeport.
Royce from Recycled and David from, yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're discussing training. And Hannah said they can do executive director training, nonprofit training, and they really would like to do something here.
Oh, cool.
So
for free?
Oh, of course not. But
these are nonprofits we're talking about. Yeah. So.
But just the fact that there is
yes, a and the Thunderbird School of Management is
literally what they do.
They're no slouches. I don't know. I'm trying to figure out.
Well, they should come up with, you know how Dream Builders is for new businesses. They should do a Dream Builders type thing for nonprofits.
That's what we were discussing.
That would be amazing.
And they are very
Freeport in your community needs that in all their communities.
And that's what Hannah asked of Sean. And Sean's like, absolutely, we could use that everywhere.
Yes.
But that's a fantastic idea.
Also talked about leadership at municipal within cities.
Mm.
So like, you know, because planning and zoning, even managers, town and city managers, because very often in the very small communities, you hire the guy next door because you know him rather than the one who's qualified. So if you do that, how about you get him training? Mm-hmm. So
that's cool.
Yeah. So I just wanted to throw that out there that so apparently there were two parallel tracks going. It's time to make the trains merge onto one track.
Yeah.
Perfect.
Well, so. Sean is leading that resilience effort, and we actually have a meeting next Tuesday. Mm-hmm. No. Anyway, we have a meeting next week. Yeah. So we will discuss that because that's a great idea. And I would love, I'm a really good guinea pig.
So absolutely.
Thunderbird, send me.
I love using my wife's phrase, and I will use it again here. If you are not seated at the table, you are on the menu.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a case of being seated at the table. You only discover this because Vance was at Dream Builder graduation, and I was, and Sean was. So you get these voices together, and you say, hey, what can we do?
It was a fantastic week. You know, the City of Safford, Spotlight on Business Breakfast, on Small Business Breakfast.
That was great.
The Dream Builder graduation. What was I doing this week? There's an amazing play at Eastern Arizona College.
Oh, yeah, curtains opened.
And it's funny. I talked to Jenny Howard. Oh, we had leadership this week. I talked to Jenny Howard and I said, I think you fed me at different events this week 4 times. Mm-hmm. And it's usually 2 because Rotary is every week. But I think she fed me 4 times this week because.
It's going to be 1 next week because she's catering the Downtown Association Appreciation Luncheon.
She's amazing.
And mm-hmm. Best of Safford Awards.
This community, and I know Denise feels this way, is just so involved. And our hearts are in the right place, and it's we do have our brains, a lot of good brains out there in the right place, but continuous improvement and getting better and doing better with all the opportunities that are out there. I know every state agency, we were just talking yesterday with Arizona Department of Environmental Quality, has grants for our local communities. Mm-hmm. Every federal agency, and that's where we're missing out on a lot, has grants and programs and help out there. And it's time to get what's coming to us. I mean, we just all paid taxes before April 15th, well, hopefully.
Some of us may have applied for an extension.
Some of us haven't paid yet either. Saturday is the day.
So that means Monday, right?
Right.
Right. The 15th is, yep. So it pushes to the Monday after.
Oh, the Monday after. Okay. Yeah. You're scaring me
so
like this.
So you can procrastinate 2 more days.
That's right. Yeah. That money should be coming back. As much as it can. So our nonprofit leaders, our municipal leaders, our Denises. Mm-hmm. We have a whole Denise here in Graham County. What a resource.
Wow. No pressure, right? I'm going to
pick communities only get a half a Denise?
Half a Denise is probably a lot. My husband would probably tell you that. Half of her is a whole lot. But I wanted to piggyback off of what Vance was saying, that there are things moving and shaking in our communities. And we've seen that because we spend a lot of time doing education and outreach for United Way. And so we like to think that, you know, we've drummed up some requests because we're out there telling people this is what we do. And I do think to some extent that's why we've gotten a lot more requests. However, I also think that our community is just stepping up. They really are. And in cycle 1 up to date right now with United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties, we've funded already this year almost $1.7 million. We are so excited about that because those donor dollars are intended to come in and make their way back out into the community. And that's exactly what's happening. That's because these people are stepping up. It's amazing all the things that are going on.
That's so exciting.
Mm-hmm. It is exciting.
That's a lot of money mm-hmm. in 3 months.
That's a lot of money.
In just 3 months. Mm-hmm. That was the total for the year, like what, 4 or 5 years ago,
right? 2022, we were at $2.1 million. 2023 was $3.9 million. And 2024, we're already at $1.7 million. So we had a lot of big requests in cycle 1. They were large requests. We are in cycle 2 now. That just closed, and we have 12 requests, real good solid requests in cycle 2. So we'll see what happens, but things are moving and shaking.
I know one of them is the theater, the Safford Theater. We're Downtown mm-hmm. Association wants to get that finished.
Get it across the finish line.
Yeah. And so that's it's a big request. We're coming in heavy. So fingers crossed. You know, not saying it's a guarantee, but fingers crossed because that'll benefit the community. It'll be an economic driver for the community.
There's so many great projects. We were out at Gila Watershed Partnership for Leadership yesterday, and just I think I know what an organization is doing, and then you learn more every time you visit, and they just they're having their plant sale. So that starts this afternoon. The quintet from EAC is going to be there, but they are taking care of our watershed. Mm-hmm. And if you haven't volunteered with them, try to make a point to go clean the San Francisco, go clean the Gila. We all use that water. We all benefit from it. We have one of the last, you know, wild rivers in the United States. Mm-hmm. It's wild until it hits the San Carlos Lake, that dam, and then it's not wild anymore. Yeah. But we've got the wild part. And it's very cool. Yep. Things you learn from those folks up there. They're brilliant mm-hmm. people.
And shout out to Sarah Sales, because she has really worked hard to get to the place they're at now. And we see you, Sarah, you and your team. They're doing amazing things. So,
and that's just one example of mm-hmm. all these organizations that are doing really difficult and important and hard work. And I was just so humbled yesterday. We had San Carlos Apache Tribe in mm-hmm. teaching us. If you don't know about the leadership program, it runs every year from August to June. Applications will be out this June for next year. Check our website, check our Facebook. We'll be posting about it.
I hate to do it. We have to go to break, and that means that we're going to lose Denise because she does have another appointment. But like I say, Denise is back on Monday. That's so good.
And we'll still talk about you when you're gone.
Come so to our fine. Ribbon cutting. Are we doing it Friday night? Is that what we decided?
I think we decided
Friday night. At 5 o'clock. Oh, so not this Friday. Friday, April 25th. It's 26th. Let me get the date right. Friday, April 26th at 5 o'clock at the City Hall Lawn. We're going to get on the brand new stage, United Way of Graham and Greenlee County's community stage. And you can see it there. It's bigger and
it's
deeper.
It's bigger. It's badder.
And we're going to cut a ribbon with Denise and her board. Please come.
Excited.
Try some wine. Enjoy some music. Enjoy some vendors. We would love to have you there. It's a free event.
All right, 428-9494. Going to take a quick break. When we come back, more with Vance and Christine. Thank you, Denise. And back right after this. Welcome back to Voice of the Valley in the Horn Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Studios. I'm Dave Bell. Christine Ekvall and Vance Bryce are here. They are with the chamber. And I do not envy you young people. Money. Vance is saying money. Okay.
Cheat sheets.
Oh, okay. I thought he wanted money. I was like,
so, we just had Denise here from United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties, and she stepped out, but we still have more to say about her because we have something brand new at Safford Spring Festival this year, and it is our Safford Spring Festival VIP Lounge, and it is now the United Way of Graham and Greenlee Counties
VIP lounge at the Safford Spring Festival.
Yes. So this is a lounge that we plan on having at all of our events. It's a 20 by 40 foot tent. It's tastefully decorated by jars of lace.
Oh, they just graduated
from
Dream Builders.
Mm-hmm. Which blows my mind because Stacia's been around forever.
But you can never know.
Phenomenal.
You can
work.
Never know too much.
Isn't that
right?
Her second year?
That's what she said.
Second time she's done it.
I don't know if she's done it. No. Irene Schmoller has done it twice.
There was another one.
And the gal from The Nook.
Oh, okay. Sherry Quinlan.
Sherry did it twice?
Yes.
Okay. Oh, I didn't know that. But yeah, I was talking to Stacia about that, and she said the exact same thing. You can never learn too much.
You can never learn too much. So we also have charcuterie cups from Fancy Pizzeria. We have chair massage from Gacina Mineral Spa.
Wine glass jewelry and a gift card from Your Inner Glow.
And the inaugural Safford Spring Festival 2024 branded charcuterie boards from Dragon's Chest. So they are gorgeous. I haven't even showed my team them because
it's going to be a surprise.
They're so amazing.
I'm applauding for all of those sponsors and for the proper use of inaugural. So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, Vance. He has trained me.
And I was trained by David.
Thank you.
So it all worked out. We're a whole circle of...
But that sounds really, really cool. So you need to be a VIP.
Well, first, I just want to explain something. I used to work at a casino pool where you would rent a little casino for whatever amount to basically give you freedom from everyone else. You could have peace and calmness. And so basically, you get this for the entire event. And you have to be a $1,000 sponsor and above. Or you can get a ticket for $250. We only have a few left, so.
So ask your employer if you are a sponsor at Springfest, as likely you are. We have tons of sponsors from the local community, and sometimes the owners of these businesses don't use their tickets. So please use them,
because we have a ton of benefits
out there. Ask your boss if you're included in that, because you might very well be. And if you're not, you can buy your way in at $250, have a whole weekend out there. We're going to give out, you get two tumblers, wine tumblers, and you get some drink tickets as well.
Yep.
It's going to be super fun.
Yeah, it's going to be really great.
And that's April 26th and 27th on the City of Safford lawn. City of Safford is a huge supporter of the Chamber and loves their downtown events. Very excited to bring back Safford Spring Festival again this year.
I was heartened at the Spotlight on Small Business. I asked one question of the audience: how many people like events downtown? Because being on the Downtown Association, you being on the Chamber, you've heard a few complaints here and there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, some businesses, oh, gee, you're killing my business. You close the street. You know, my customers can't park in front. We understand that. But I don't think anyone raised their hand to say, no, I don't care for them. Everybody raised their hand saying, yes, love a downtown business.
Right.
Or a downtown event.
Love a downtown event.
So I think it's incumbent on us, the Chamber, the Downtown Association, the city, the United Way, how do we help those businesses
that aren't being successful that aren't during events?
Yeah. Exactly. So I think that's got to be one of our missions.
Something we address.
Yeah.
So the VIP lounge might be something you pay for at Stafford Spring Festival, but there's a whole lot of free events for kids and for the family. And Kaya has been hard at work pairing donors and volunteers. And if you could just run through, I don't think you need to give times on the radio.
So,
just run through what the activities are. We'll have times on the website.
Yeah, so some of the activities, we have a wonderful art and art show. We have the library, City of Safford Graham Library is doing Tell Us Your Story, where they're going to ask you questions and record it, and it's going to be archived, so that's pretty exciting. We're going to have an instrument petting zoo, rock painting. We also have Olson's Greenhouse Gardens. They're going to be donating little baby plants for you to take home.
1,000 flowers to plant at Spring Festival. It's
so that's
great.
Super exciting. We also have our Gila Valley Cheer is doing a drawing for kids. We're going to be actually dropping off flyers at all the schools in Safford, Thatcher, Pima, Fort Thomas, Marinci.
Solomon.
Never forget Solomon.
Solomon, yes. So we have them all printed up. We're going to be dropping them off. And just bring in your flyer. You get your ticket into that drawing. We also have a photo booth that's going to be there. That's going to be Valley Telecom is going to be the one sponsoring that. And
Man Mortgage has a daily drawing.
Yes. So Man Mortgage, I was just going to get to that. So we have any of our chamber members can donate something for the drawing. The sooner they get it to the chamber, the sooner we can start promoting it. And with that promotion of the item will be their organization's name. And those drawings will be between, I believe, 6 and 8 or 5 and 8 or 5 and 9, something like that. 6 and 9. And you have to be present to win. So plan on staying and enjoying our stage.
Very good. All right. You said something. I don't know if it was a misspeak or I misheard. An instrument petting zoo?
Yes. So we have...
the Matheson Music Foundation.
Thank you. And they bring in different instruments. And you can pick them up and you can strum them. You can, you know, try them out. And it's really cool. They had a mandolin. I've never seen a mandolin. And to pick that up and just, you know, run your fingers over those strings was really, really fun and exciting. And you never know, it might trigger, you know, a passion in a child.
And Brianna Morris will have her hula hoops there. And we're having,
We're having them. There will be a charge for the hula hoops just because she's
so
lost a lot in the past
so
and damaged.
She's
damage,
having to recoup some damage.
Yes.
Okay.
But the petting zoo is free.
It is free. And we'll have a paint and take. That costs a little more if you want to paint with Terra Cottage Designs. That's Tabitha Aranda. That's going to be at the new Nana's Kitchenette. Yeah. They are donating their fridge space to us. They are donating their whole building for the event, which we're so lucky to have.
It's going
to
be the chamber headquarters, so we'll have some place that everybody can go to and know that Chelsea will be there. And then we also have Marsha's Gardens going to bring little baby goats.
We're seeing a frown. It's the radio.
Are they coming?
There might
yeah.
not.
Oh, they are coming.
They are coming.
Great.
There was tension here
last
for a
I
moment.
Heard that wasn't happening, so I'm so excited.
Now well, I'm going through no matter my mind. What, I'm no not ma- really sure in my brain. Right,
whether there are goats or not, go to Marsha's Garden.
Yes, Marsha's Garden.
They may
rocks.
Be at Marsha's Garden if the goats are there. But yes, go to Marsha's Garden, get your soap, get your...
I
it's
love
amazing
Marcia.
Stuff.
I love Marsha.
I need to
I love
get back
Sarah.
Into it. I'm in the chemical soap again, and I need
no,
to get back into
no.
their stuff.
Use Marsha's stuff. It's so much better. It yeah. Just is.
Kempton Chevrolet is sponsoring our stage. They do every year. Big donors, Kyle and Kip Kempton, could not do chamber business without the Kemptons. That's not even a...
No, that's...
That's a real thing.
Yeah, that's not
and
hyperbole.
And they got us through COVID as well. And I will always remember that.
Yeah. So, absolutely. They are... I'm going to pick on my friends over at the Courier, Ian and Tom. I love those guys. But they just did most influential. Was Kip or Kyle one of those?
Kyle was this time.
Good, because the two of them need to be.
They said we could do both. We're doing Kyle this time.
Okay.
And Kyle's great. He's on the Bryce Family Foundation for the Ebenezer Bryce House out in Bryce. And they're just all over every event in
they
town
are.
And always wanting to support, always giving advice. I mean, they're wise. They've got a very successful few businesses now. They have a car rental business now, Box K Car Rentals. You can rent your car locally now. And that'll be great for all kinds of things going on in town. And when we get commercial flights out at the airport, it's going to be helpful too.
Cannot wait for that. I know it's going to come. I have faith in Cameron over at the airport. I just can't wait because we've all been talking about, well, yeah, my wife has to go to Wisconsin in October, and I think I might go with because I love Wisconsin.
Fingers crossed you can fly out of Safford.
That's goal is, you know, fly out of Safford, take the connecting flight to
there.
Phoenix, and and then head off to Milwaukee. I'm all for it.
That's right.
Although we'd probably fly to Eau Claire because we're supposed to go to Appleton. So do you know Appleton?
The river float?
Yeah, there you go.
It's kind of like floating on the Salt River here.
Yeah. So
minus horses.
Minus horses and saguaros. But the drinking's there, not going to lie.
So we've talked about all these things are possible because we have tons of volunteers. You know, St. Vincent de Paul is helping out. I will be ashamed if I'm going to miss some. Search and Rescue, Graham County Search and Rescue.
Yep.
Whole ton of people. If you want to volunteer, if you want to get involved with commercial flights, with Spring Festival, with leadership, with tourism, with anything going on, Safford Downtown Association, just call the chamber. We'll get you hooked up with whatever organization floats your boat. And let's talk about next week before we go out, there next Wednesday.
Go for it.
Okay. Safford Downtown Association is having a luncheon, and the Best of Safford Awards will be given out next week.
Absolutely.
Vance Bryce, Christine Ekvall, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And thank you all for listening. I appreciate it every single day. I'm out of here for now, but I'll be back on Monday. Till then, have a great day.